This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
We are in a brave new world in Houston sports. Are the Astros the third best team right now among the three major teams here in town, the three that we follow most closely on our station, the Texans, the Rockets, the Astros? Amongst their sports, this is where they stack up according to The Athletic, the respective power rankings for each of their sports. And obviously these are different people doing these rankings within the sports. They're not, this is not one person doing all three. But the Astros in the early spring training Athletic power rankings are the 11th best team in Major League Baseball. And I would say, Seth, like that passes the, like when I hear that blindly without looking at who the 10 teams are ahead of them, like, that sounds about right for where they are right now, especially considering public sentiment about their offseason is not as rosy as maybe I feel it's been. I don't feel it's been this horrific offseason. I feel like they, you know, for losing Bregman, two players like Bregman and Tucker, I think they've recovered nicely to shore up other areas of this team. So 11th to me probably sounds about right for what the overall national perception is of the Astros. Would you agree with me on that one?
Yeah, I think that sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's obviously a whole lot of wiggle room there as to how it'll actually turn out.
Sure.
But yes, that sounds right.
Meanwhile, in the other two power rankings, the NFL and the NBA, the Texans, the Athletic did their power rankings like offseason, you know, post Super Bowl heading into the offseason. Texans are 10th in the NFL, which again, they were still one of the last eight teams standing in the playoffs and put up a good fight against the Chiefs. So 10th feels about right because we know there's a couple teams that the experts think are talented but didn't make the, you know, San Fran is still getting some love because they're still a talented but injured football team. The Bengals, if the season were a 20-game season instead of just a 17-game season, probably would have ended up making the playoffs because they were playing really well at the end, you know?
Yeah.
And so they're above the Texans. But 10th feels about right there. And then the Rockets, how about this? This is like a total flip. The Rockets are 7th in the power rankings in the Athletic.
Yeah, I think that, like, obviously, quibbling about exactly where, okay, does that mean the Rockets are viewed as better than the Texans and the Texans are viewed better than the Astros? I think they're all three of them are viewed as teams that are just not in that elite tier right now.
Yes.
They're playoff caliber teams, but they're just not in that elite tier. It feels about right. If you start talking about, okay, which ones do you feel are most capable of vaulting up into that elite tier right now? Oh, that's a tough one. I've got this residual, almost like protectionist feel about the Astros. The Astros have done it twice. They've won two World Series, but they've been in that elite tier for, you know, the better part of a decade now. It's hard for me to relinquish that. And yet, I think if you try to be as objective as possible about it, you gotta have a better feel for the future of the Rockets and the Texans right now than the Astros.
Yeah, no, well, they've definitely, if we're doing just what does the roster look like under the age of what we would consider young in each sport, because the age is different for each sport. Like, young in football is like once you get to like 26 in football, you're starting to get old, you know?
Yeah.
But if we were just like, whatever the line of demarcation is for young core for that sport, there's no question the Rockets and the Texans are ahead of the Astros in that category. Rather, the Astros' young part of their core is in a rebuild mode right now, especially because you just sent Kyle Tucker out the door, who was, you know, one of your younger core guys.
Yeah.
Here's what my question would be. Which of these teams wins a championship first, if you had to pick? You know, you got the Astros, who've won two in the fairly recent time frame. The Texans have not been close. They haven't gotten to the conference championship game. The Rockets, as a franchise, have sniffed conference finals, but none of the guys are left from any of that. I mean, fairly, you know, within the last 5-6 years, they've been there. And the NBA, I know what my answer would be. What would your answer be?
My answer would be the Rockets.
The Rockets.
I think it's more realistic, because I think that if you're talking about, okay, could they do it in the next 3 years, I think that with the Rockets, it might be as simple as one player added. And that if like a Durant or somebody like that in the offseason might end up just really drastically vaulting them up. With the Texans, there's a lot of work to be done with the offense. And they can do it in 1 year. It's just harder to envision it them. It always, in football, it always feels like it's got to be this multi-year climb. And then you find out, like, no, it doesn't have to be.
Yeah.
But in your mind, you're like, oh, okay, good. They've got to drastically improve the offensive line. Gosh, it's hard to move past the offensive line.
Yeah.
They got to figure something out in the wide receiving core above and beyond just Nico Collins.
Yeah.
It just feels like there's more variables there.
There are more variables. I would say the Texans, though, here's why. I think the offensive line is absolutely a concern. Part of my answer is confidence, definitely in Nick Caley in getting it fixed. The wide receiver room is interesting because, now keep in mind, the Texans 2 years ago were thought to have among the worst three or four wide receiver rooms. Then all of a sudden in a year, just with a trade for Stephon Diggs, they had one of the top three. And now they're back down, if I had to guess, with just Nico and nobody else, if they were to rank these things, they'd be back down at least in the bottom half, if not bottom third. So those things, I think, with the right picks, can get fixed. Here's why I would say the Texans, the biggest reason, Seth, is just the format of the postseason. There's way more variability and potential for randomness built into, and this is a bit of a nerdy analysis of it, but it's the facts, in a one-and-done type of tournament kind of thing, than there is, like, the NBA is truly the one to me. Like, you start off with best of seven immediately. So, obviously, the longer the series, the better chance the cream rises to the top.
Yeah.
And so, the Texans can win a Super Bowl without truly being one of the best teams in football if you catch the right matchups and injuries work out and things like that. In basketball, you absolutely have to be one of the best teams to win.
Okay, so I guess this would be the other part too, when it comes to the difference between basketball and football. In football, there's just so many more moving parts. I have extreme faith in Udoka, and when it comes to the coaching with the Texans right now, Nick Caley is still a complete wild card. I'm excited about it. I can't wait to watch it, and I'm optimistic that he'll be better than Bobby Slowik, but I just don't know yet. Where I feel like Udoka, yes, I think D'Amico is totally 100% a guy who can win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But I feel like Udoka and his staff is just, and with Rafael Stone, I feel like, yeah, those guys are championship caliber, and I feel good about them.
Yeah. Some good questions coming in on the Jim Adler Texas Hammer text line that I want to get to here. I think the most interesting thing about this conversation we're having, Seth, is you said Rockets, I said Texans, and neither of us are saying the team that's actually won championships
in the last
5 or 6 years. You know, this is a good question, though. Would you rather be a city with three top 10 teams, like Houston right now, I think? The Astros are 11th. We can quibble over that. I think this is a city that has three teams that are in the top 10 in their sport. I don't think that's a hot take. Would you rather be a city with three top 10 teams or a city with two teams and a champion?
Oh, 100%. The champion.
We've been that city. Yeah, like, right, I want parades. Yeah.
Yeah, I like parades.
Yes.
I want to see people taking the hat that dropped and then tossing it back up to the parking garage every level, like they did at the Astros parade back then.
Yes, yeah. That was fun. That was the levels in the garage.
I don't mean to say that it's hurling beer bottles at people on floats. Yes,
I was mesmerized. I think there might be some people who would counter that. I'm with you. I agree with you. I'd like 2022. Now the Texans. And the Rockets were like, would be a compliment to what those teams were. Those were bad teams. Those were bottom of the barrel teams that are picking in the top three in their respective sports. So there may be a bit more nuance to it. Like, we paid, if that's what the price you got to pay for a parade, like, we paid the ultimate price here in Houston with what the Rockets and Texans were in 2022. Yeah. Back
if it's
then,
the sum total of all those things. If you're a person that goes to all three sports and, spends money on them and everything else.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
If I had to guess, if we put that up as a poll, there would be some people that, like, just if we gave them two choices, three top 10 teams or two teams and a champion, there may be some people that would counter with the question, which team is winning the championship?
Yeah.
Because there are people in town who aren't basketball fans or aren't baseball fans or aren't football fans. Like, I think, like, to me, like, a Super Bowl championship, wow, like, carries a lot of weight. Like, I would, like, if it's a Super Bowl championship, like, I'm sorry, Rockets and Astros, you don't want to know how bad you could possibly look for us to get a Super Bowl championship.
You don't want to know.
You know how ugly I
do.
Would allow you to be. You know how ugly I would allow you to be to get a Super Bowl championship.
If Sean has to go pull a Nancy Kerrigan on three Rockets players to guarantee a Super Bowl championship, he'll do it.
Yep.
Sean will be out there with a ski mask on.
That's it.
It's hard to get away these days with being a
a lot of security.
A random Jeff Galilee in Houston. Well, just because why would somebody be wearing a ski mask? You're not, you can't just be walking down the street in a ski mask without attracting a little bit of attention.
Today would be the day to do it. It feels like 19 degrees outside. If you're going to Galilee anybody, do it today.
Do it today.
Yeah, today's the day. You can wear a ski mask and be like, what? It was 19 degrees outside. That's not me hitting
that
person.
Was Galilee the one that was actually swinging the stick?
No, okay. No. Galilee was the mastermind behind it. It was, I believe, the name.
Mastermind's an interesting
air quotes.
Word.
Yes, air quotes. I believe Sean. Check me on this. Sean Mance, I think, was the name of the fat blob that hit her in the leg.
Okay.
Yeah. Fact check me on that. It was Galooly.
So Galooly was the boyfriend.
It was a boyfriend of Tanya Harding. Yeah.
Oh, the Sean Eckert was
Eckert.
The.
Okay. Why did I say Mance? I don't know.
Oh no, but they hired the co-conspirator Sean Eckert hired others to attack.
Okay.
Kerrigan.
Maybe I'm conflating a couple of names together. I got the first name right because he has the same first name as me. probably why the cops questioned me about it back in 1994.
Yeah. <that's...
laughs> Your name's Sean, and you live in New England. Yeah.
Was Galooly bald? One of those guys was bald.
No, Galooly had a beautiful head of hair. Yeah.
Shane Stant.
Shane Stant.
Nancy Kerrigan with a police baton.
That's Shane Stant. So I was close. Sean Mance is what I said. So Shane Stant. Okay. There we go. I'm glad we had this talk. All right. Hey, listen to Sports Radio 610 on the Odyssey app for an hour each day. Your entry into the Slam Dunk in Vegas National Contest. If you win, you and three friends are headed to Vegas. Circa. Major sports book. Awesome stadium swim. And guess what time of year it is? The College Basketball Championship Tournament. You're going to be going with an extra $20,000 in your pocket to spend while you're in Vegas. Just download the Odyssey app. Listen for an hour each day. It's that simple. And you'll get your daily entry into the Slam Dunk in Vegas contest. We talked to Nick Caserio yesterday. We asked him about Stephon Diggs. Is the door still open? And he's headed off to the combine. He had a great quote about what exactly they're looking for in players when they interview them at the combine. We will hear from the Texans GM coming up next.
Take me out to the ball game. What are you doing? Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.